Good day. This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, August 26, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas. The Jazz Eureka 2013 Festival begins Friday, September 13th, and will run through Sunday, the 15th. This three-day event will include both free and ticketed events. Performers include the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, Richard Bruton Quintet, Walter Savage Trio, and recording artist Spyro Gyra. Information is available on the web at eurekasprings.org. KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711. Ozarks at Large is underwritten, in part, by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, grasshoppers can be pesky. And in the dog days of summer, we often see them jumping in and out of grass or onto our windshields. Today, we go grasshopper hunting with our Ozarks at Large insect expert. Plus, a new award was presented this weekend and the latest installment of Arkansongs. But first, a new national report card by a nonprofit nursing home resident advocacy group gives failing marks to elder care facilities in Arkansas. Families for Better Care, a Florida-based group, scored, ranked, and graded states on 8 different federal quality measures, ranging from staffing shortages to the percentage of facilities with severe deficiencies. Arkansas is ranked 39th in a state-by-state survey and received a D grade for low marks in several key areas. Martha Deaver is president of Arkansas Advocates for Nursing Home Residents. Deaver says the state received a poor rating because it does not have enough registered nurses caring for nursing home residents.
Last year, I made an FOI request for the violations on Arkansas's nursing home residents, which there were 232 nursing homes that were Medicare and Medicaid funded. The list I received back after my FOI request was very, very shocking. There were over 2,300 violations cited for actual harm or the potential for death.
Deaver says federal and state officials need to decertify Arkansas nursing homes that receive millions in taxpayer dollars each year, but do not comply with important laws and standards. As reports of abuse and neglect at elder care facilities continue, Deaver admits there needs to be more accountability. Rogers New Tech High School opened for the first time just a week ago, but the school district is already looking at expanding the school. Jim White, Chief Operating Officer for Rogers Public Schools, says while the architects haven't even begun designing Phase 2 of New Tech High, district administrators have a good idea of what will be built in the roughly 5,000-square-foot expansion.
It would mainly include two things, of course, classroom and some administrative space and probably some additional parking. We need to understand that this is taking place in our annex building that is actually a former middle school. That's why we had to go in and do the phase one was simply a remodel of some existing middle school space to accommodate high school classes. And that's what we did. And now that we have these 300 in our core area, our place to feed the kids and have some meetings, now we need to add some really mainly classroom space.
White says the school district is already considering the expansion to the new school as they feel that the space will soon be needed.
We're starting only with these younger grades, only 9th and 10th graders. So next year, as these 10th graders move up to 11th, you don't have a new group of 9th graders come in, and then the next year after that. We filled our 300. We could only take 300. The kids are very excited about the program, and we feel like we're not going to have any problem getting to 600. It's certainly our hope.
Though the school district was denied state partnership money to build out the expansion, White says the school district has enough money in its building fund to complete the project by the beginning of the next school year. One area city is looking at ways to increase its tree canopy. Bentonville City Council will soon consider an ordinance that is aimed at doing just that. Troy Galloway is the city's director of planning services. He says previously, developers have been more focused on planting shrubs and other ornamental trees rather than shade trees that add to the city's tree canopy.
In particular, with a lot of the commercial and multifamily developments that we've had over the last 10 to 15 years, those developers spent a lot of money to install landscape that unfortunately, in many cases, was not maintained and in many cases did not achieve the primary goals that the city had set forth with expanding the tree canopy and beautifying the city. Now, to be sure, there are a lot of examples out there that run contrary to those trends and folks that have done a very good job of establishing and maintaining nice landscapes and nice additions to the city's tree canopy. But in the whole, that was not necessarily the case. So I think the Planning Commission recognized that.
Galloway says the ordinance aims to reverse the trend, pushing developers to plant more shade trees instead of shrubberies. And he believes that if the ordinance is approved, it will have a substantial impact in the short term.
As developments come through the process, people will see an immediate impact. But I think the really good news is I think it's going to be relatively cost neutral on developers because we're simply shifting around the cost. And instead of, instead of requiring so many shrubs and ornamental plants, the emphasis is going to be on shade trees.
The ordinance would have no impact on current landowners or developments. Governor Mike Beebe hopes a newly enacted law targeting human trafficking will make a difference. In his weekly radio address, Beebe said the legislation, which passed both chambers unanimously, will allow victims to now qualify for special services and law enforcement officers will receive specialized training.
With its enactment of our new law, Arkansas strengthened its stance against human trafficking more than any other state, according to the Washington-based Polaris Project. The group advocates for stricter laws against human trafficking, and it had high praise for Arkansas's new law. The legislation expands the definition of human trafficking and makes it a Class Y felony punishable by 10 to 40 years or life in prison.
The governor says awareness is spreading in Arkansas, thanks to the efforts of national and local organizations. 10 Arkansas airports will receive a total of $4.2 million in U.S. Department of Transportation grants for facilities improvements and upgrades. Among those airports receiving money are the Carroll County Airport in Berryville, which will receive $162,000 for a perimeter fence to minimize wildlife hazards. The Bentonville Municipal Airport is receiving just more than $500,000 to improve the runway safety area. And Carter Field in Rogers will receive $223,000 to rehabilitate the apron, design the east aircraft parking aprons, and seal coat the taxiway on the east side of the airport. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals won one, lost one, as they returned home to face the Arkansas Travelers. The Nats fell to the Travs 6-5 on Saturday, but defeated their rivals from North Little Rock yesterday with a final score of 3-2. The series concludes tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Forecast calls for mostly clear skies tonight, with overnight lows from 65 in northwest Arkansas to 71 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the low to mid-90s. Mostly clear Tuesday evening with lows from 66 to 72.